Hi everyone, welcome back to Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul. I'm Barbara Lanhard. Today I'm continuing with my theme of memoirs of poets. So I made a submission call asking for poets to submit some poetry about memories of their lives or, you know, issues that they're interested in, and ask them to describe the situations for my podcast. Today, I'd like to focus on the memoirs of Ivor Steven. Ivor Steven formerly worked as an industrial chemist and a plumber. He's now retired. He's had numerous poems published in many online magazines that I'll list in my episode description, such as Vita Brevis, Spill Words, Drabble, and others. Recently, he was appointed to the Go Dog Go Cafe magazine's website team of baristas. You can find Go Dog Go Cafe online, and it's on WordPress. He is also an active member of the Geelong Writers Incorporated, and many of his poems are published in their anthologies. He started writing 19 years ago to help with his recovery from a stroke. During this time, and for the 30 years of his wife's severe MS illness, Ivor was also his wife's primary caregiver. The focus of this podcast episode is on his loss of his wife to multiple sclerosis, or MS. My sister has MS, so I understand what he and his wife faced. He writes in an email, "My empty hands are full of memories and rhymes." Once upon a time, he writes, life was going along fine. My wife and I were in our early 30s. With a teenage son, and we were both working, perfectly happy and comfortable with our situation in general. However, tragically, things did change. My wife passed away 8 years ago from MS complications, and these days I'm coping well. Maybe the couple of poems I've attached might further help you to understand the gracious courage of my wonderful lady. Here are some poems about how quickly and traumatically situations can reverse and become complicated. But before I read his poems, I feel it is important to describe what MS is. According to the National MS Society, nearly 1 million people over the age of 18 in the U.S. and 2.3 million people worldwide have MS. MS is a disease that affects the central nervous system, the brain, spinal cord, and optic nerves, disrupting the transmission of information between the brain and the body and within the brain. It is an immune-mediated disease. The immune system attacks the myelin, or protective coating around the nerve fibers in the central nervous system, which causes the breakdown in communication between the brain and the body. The damaged areas produce scarring in multiple places, hence the name multiple sclerosis. The causes are not determined, possibly genetic, possibly abnormalities in the immune system, possibly environmental causes. Most people who are diagnosed are mainly the ages between 20 and 50, with 2 to 3 times as many women as men, and mostly Caucasians of Northern European ancestry. Symptoms are unpredictable and vary. They may appear and disappear over time, disappear completely, and even worsen over time. These symptoms include fatigue, numbness and tingling, blurred vision, double vision, weakness, poor coordination, imbalance, pain, depression, problems with memory and concentration, sometimes tremors, paralysis, and blindness. There are 4 types of MS and several treatment options. You can find more information about this and more in the website provided in the link in the episode description. Ivor supports the MS Society through his poetry. He produces his own poetry chapbooks, each of which contains 40 to 50 45 poems. The series of chapbooks is called Tulawala plus a title, and he has created 19 of these chapbooks. He sells them through his website, local cafes, the Geelong Writers Groups, and Geelong MS Charity Shop. All the money raised is donated to the MS Society. You can order off his website, which is provided in the episode description. Back to Ivor's poems, let's begin with Olive Eyes, which is about his wife's diagnosis. Olive Eyes. I had forgotten to pump up the car tires. The car's out front. We've got to be going soon. The appointment note is crumpled in my hand. It's over an hour's drive to the city. My mother-in-law is waiting to see us off. She's pensive, knowing I'm on edge. Feeling for her daughter's predicament. My wife, my patient, looks at me forlornly. Her pleading olive eyes make me more panicky. Now, to transfer from our bed into her borrowed wheelchair. I have no idea it's my first go. Damn, the chair's tires are nearly flat too. No time now, we must leave. Another transfer into the car. I almost stumble. She's awkward to move. She's unsteady. Her legs aren't working. I firmly grab her around the waist and she clasps her arms on my shoulders, a gentle embrace of respect. We wryly smile at each other. She looks at me with her pleading olive eyes. I stay strong, but I'm anxiously shaking. Finally, I've positioned her into the car. I somehow fold the borrowed wheelchair. Frustrated, throwing the chair into the boot. Off we drive. I'm trying not to overspeed, nervously over-gripping the steering wheel. The whites of my knuckles plain to see. Soon we're approaching the city center. Agape, I've little idea of where to go. She looks at me with her pleading olive eyes. Bravely, I say, just a few more blocks. Blindly lucky, I eventually find our destination. An imposing building, tall and dark gray. Ungracefully, I transfer her out of the car, wheeling her in. Damn these flat tires. 8 stories up to the doctor's rooms. He's a renowned neurologist. There's none in our town. We greet him. He's a confident but somber man. My wife looks at him with her pleading olive eyes. Knowingly, I think he's seen these sorts of eyes before. There were tests, lots of questions, and more examinations. Over time, there seemed to be standing still. Silently, we wait for blood results to return. Eerily, the doctor began to speak and explain. A strange aura of hush fell upon us as we listened to his authoritative voice. We didn't understand a word, but the meaning couldn't be clearer. It's my diagnosis that you have the neurological disorder, multiple sclerosis. The long hours drive home was stunned silence. Except for the many rolling tears trickling from my wife's pleading olive eyes. And on the road, the car's tires felt flatter. The next day, I pumped the tires up on her borrowed wheelchair and on the car. That signaled the beginning of our long journey. Another 30 years with her gracious, everlasting smile, wheeling over many bumpy roads, until the final bend, looking at me no more, her pleading olive eyes. That's Ivor Stephen, Olive Eyes. In the next two poems, Ivor shares his stroke and his loss and grief over his wife. The first poem, Pain, Who's Left to Row the Boat? The storms are too many to count. Emotional lows had weathered me out. Her journey with MS was a struggle. How much lower could our lives sink? After 14 years of our battles, I suffered a stroke. An ambulance came. My brain was in a boat, floating out to sea, overboard and panic-stricken. I wasn't swimming, barely awake and drifting. I had fallen. Nothing was working and not talking. She's crying. I'm sobbing. My heart is dying. And who's left to row the boat? I'm thinking. I was jabbed with a needle and silently sleeping. I awoke a day later in hospital feeling wasted. My face was limp, mouth parched. Was that death I tasted? My mind was active, I thought. Where is she? I knew I was bad. The room was all blurry to me. Strong anxieties had set in. I needed to know. Nurses came to me. I pleaded. I wanted to go. Help me to see her. Just give my bed a tow. Please let me go before I'm covered in snow. The last poem is Everlasting Smile. My eyes narrowly cracked, my cheeks slightly etched. I rest here, retracing every mile, remembering your everlasting smile. My lips already dry, my tongue trying to say goodbye. I wonder, was it all worthwhile? Remembering your loneliest smile. My throat lumpy and sore, my chest heavy as never before. I look back, recalling your lifestyle, remembering your younger smile. My lungs empty and tight, my legs weak and light. I relive your personal exile, remembering your generous smile. My head spinning from fright, my heart deep and out of sight. I sleep alone, crying like a child, remembering your everlasting smile. Ivor Stephen Payne, An Everlasting Smile. Thank you, Ivor, for sharing your beautiful work and deepest emotions. I am sure I speak for many when I say that I hold you in my heart and pray for continuing healing. I also think of my sister and the many more who suffer from MS. No one deserves this illness. I send my love. Thank you, everyone, for listening. May all remain well and free of suffering. This is Poetry, the Memoir of the Soul with Barbara Leonhard. Know that you have friends here. See you next time.